Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. By the way, you say play ESPN, you can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. You say play ESPN Radio.
Who's our DJ? This is fire.
We are presented by Progressive
Jerry
Insurance.
Jerry the
Goat. Man, I spent all night putting this together.
Where at? What studio were you in?
Man, I was at...
You were at the joint?
No,
down the street and around the corner?
The Hit Factory up not too far from
here. I see you using the terminology.
I've been here the whole time. Whenever,
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah. Been here the whole... Key's always been here the whole time, no matter what time he gets. Been here the whole time. But then he'll say something that might as well have been said in the meeting close enough.
Yeah, been here the whole time.
Because you're predictable. That's why.
As my mom would say, rest her soul, she would close her eyes, you know, watching television. Like, Mommy, wake up, go to bed. Boy, I'm just resting my eyes.
I'm just resting my eyes. And it worked every time, too.
I'm just resting my eyes.
My grandmother used to come, say, come over here. And I'd be like, what's going on? I'd follow her to the TV. My grandfather, knocked out, newspaper open, TV blaring, couldn't hear well, right? Zeta, grandfather. Oh, no, I'm just resting my eyes. Snoring everything. Resting my eyes.
I use that one every now and then on my kids. I'm just resting my eyes. Chill.
I get it now, though.
I hear everything you're saying.
I was like, why are you guys always drinking wine? I'm like, because you guys. That's why. That's why we're always drinking wine.
That took a hard left turn. What just happened?
Yeah, what do you mean?
We're talking about like,
drinking the blood of Christ. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. This is holy. This is holy territory.
We're just talking about falling asleep and denying it.
Yeah,
and
you're talking into about having kids.
About how you need to be an alcoholic because of the children?
Nobody needs to frame the conversation in a negative light, Max.
Apparently
I do.
He has a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
Mm.
Lord knows what else. I'm starting to worry.
Yeah, it's called being a parent.
It's also called having... By the way, you go from the kids, then you got to deal with Key and me when you get to work. You get
you
no...
You guys framing my stories as an alcoholic.
No, you don't want to say it. You said I'm drinking wine because of you.
I'm Calvin Ridley. Next thing you know, I'll be suspended for the year.
No chill for Jay.
Everybody else, too. Do all domestic violence. You guys got it. I'll just be over here in the sideline.
Speaking of Calvin Ridley and the gambling, it's just... As everything starts to shake out in the NFL season, it's very... Yeah. Weird,
isn't it?
How he's gone for the year.
Yeah, isn't it?
And all he did was lay a bet.
Yeah.
Or two.
$500.
He sneezed and he's gone. By the way,
based
on his punishment, no one should be able to play football for 1,000 years.
You
got to be
you mess with the bottom line.
God.
Well, that's what's interesting is what they really did. And this is the whole thing we're going to get. Listen, the fantasy football marathon is in full swing. We got to get into it.
Yeah. Competitive integrity.
But that's the thing, guys. Think of who they really protected with gambling and sports. It's here, right? Like it was taboo for so long and mainstream. Now it's here. What they're protecting is the gambler. That's who they're protecting. If you can't trust that the game is on the up and up, if a player is trading on inside information, if he has a bet, it's not fair to the person who doesn't have inside information. When they say integrity of the game that's being protected is the gambling game,
Even when you have inside information, it doesn't work.
How do you mean?
Like, when you have inside information...
I'm laughing at this because he's so right.
It doesn't work. Like, mm-hmm. It just doesn't.
Oh, you're saying, just because you have a little more knowledge, it doesn't mean it's...
Because you mess around and bet on the wrong thing or something happened in the game or whatever the case may be. Kicker's hurt, and they trot out the punter, and he kicks a 50-yarder.
Yeah, no one has that much control over the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, it would help if you know a quarterback has, an elbow issue or something happens in practice a couple days before or something like that.
I mean, Stafford had an elbow issue and won the Super Bowl. You know?
I knew every single play that the Jets were going to run. Guess what? The one play that I did know, they ran it and they won the game. But I knew everything else.
So
you can let Jimmy G know the playbook and it won't bother you when he goes to Seattle. But, you know?
We're playing the Jets when I was in Tampa. I'm like, yeah, they're going to do this. Oh, when they do that, this is what's going to happen. I'm standing next to Monty Kiffin, the whole deal. Boom, boom, boom. We winning the game. At the end of the game, Curtis Moore drops the glove, pitch pass, throws it to Corbett. I didn't know that was coming.
There are too many variables. Yeah. So you can download the ESPN Fantasy app, the most popular fantasy sports app. It makes playing ESPN Fantasy Football fun, easy, and fast. Updates to gameplay on the ESPN Fantasy app include new scoring and league management tools with more new features and updates on the way throughout the season. You can sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. It is a tremendous way to ignore your loved ones, to pay less attention to your kids, your family.
Look at
you. It is. No, fantasy football is. Whew, that's good. It's good.
So you do it daily.
Well, daily fantasy, yeah.
Daily
fantasy came out, and it was like, boy, that's a rock.
See, that seems aggressive. That seems aggressive to me.
They cooked that up. It's concentrated. Yeah, yeah. The addiction's a little different. I mean, you can play the Sunday games. By the way, we need to do a KJM daily fantasy league. Daily fantasy.
I'm game. There's no way in hell Key's going to commit to
it. I'm telling you, he would get into it.
I'm telling you, he ain't good. All right.
I'll get him into daily fantasy. Yo, when I used to, it's so easy, and it just gives you a little more stake in the action.
Something that's hard, it got to be easy.
Yeah, I'm talking about gambling.
He said it. Don't look at me.
You're not into the whole gambling component, but this.
But he kind of is, though. He is in different ways.
Really? How?
Well, because Keith's competitive when it's all said and done.
Yes, that's why he'll get into it.
Yeah, but see, this one has to being on your phone all the time, and that ain't him.
Daily fantasy.
He's gonna bust out his laptop.
All you got to do is you grab your phone, you pick your team.
I have a desktop at home.
You pick your team, and now you're on Red Zone on Sunday, just watching the points rack up. Are you ahead of Jay? Are you ahead of me? Are you ahead of
people with laptops? They want to be smart.
No, I want to be portable.
I didn't say anything.
I want to be portable.
You have a phone.
Yeah, you got
What's
a phone,
the difference?
Man. It's the same thing.
Max, you almost made me cuss just now.
What do you mean?
Phone is a computer.
It's the same thing.
The reason people are always on their phones, it's not a phone, it's a computer.
I'm taking technology advice from you, too.
It's the same thing.
What is this tweeter thing?
I didn't say that. I said it's the same thing. People with laptops, to me, they want to be smart.
I'm just not trying to read with bifocals on my iPhone all the time.
I understand.
That's the problem.
Thank you. Yes.
I get that. But you laughed at me.
We're in America. I like big. I like it large. That's all.
You laughed at me because I don't have a laptop.
What?
Pause.
I don't own a laptop. I have a desktop.
I retract that.
Yeah, he don't need a laptop.
I don't need a laptop for what?
You know what? I wind up carrying.
If it's that damn important, I'll deal with it when I get home.
So I'm saying when you go to like the hotel and you need to actually get on. So you have to go down to the hotel. You go to like the.
What am I getting on the phone for? I mean, getting on. Yeah, like what am I doing?
To print stuff out. You never print anything out.
He does it from the phone.
I can do it from the phone.
Do everything from the phone.
And I don't need to print anything out. I can read it from my phone, right? And I discovered this. It's interesting.
Look at him. Big ass smile.
It's really great. I can sign stuff from my phone. I can sign stuff, but I figured this out. I learned this.
Like DocuSign,
The DocuSign. Just if you send me a doc, you need me to sign.
Yes.
I don't have to go print it out.
Yes.
No, you DocuSign it.
DocuSign
it. No, I'm not DocuSign.
That is DocuSign.
No, DocuSign is when they send it to you, you just click. And your signature appears. I'm talking about you just send me something that you need me to sign that I can print out. Mm-hmm. I don't need to print it out. I could just take my pen that's in my phone and just hit it with my signature. I'll show you when we're doing a break.
Oh, you mean on the email or whatever?
Yeah, on the email, whatever. Yeah, I discovered that about a year ago, and I discovered it. Hell, damn it, it's mine. Hey, I don't care that it's been out.
I discovered it.
What? Little stylist.
Like Columbus?
No, those old phones.
No, it's
little
stylist.
This is my country.
Remember the phone?
Nobody else had this country before I got here.
The little thing you can pull it out.
They came out. I thought I was so fresh.
What was that thing called?
It was a
stylist.
A stylist.
I think so, right?
I call it a pin, whatever.
The three of us talking about it, I could be telling you the wrong thing.
You would push it down and put it in. I remember I had one of them, and I threw that thing in the trash. I had to go get a new phone.
But when they came out, they looked so fresh.
Translate the text.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a desktop is my go-to.
That's your go-to.
Because I can just do everything at home. When I need to do something at the hotel,
you got the big. You got the big desktop, don't you?
Yeah, I have a big one. I don't know the size of the monitor, but it's big.
Why?
Because that's just what they thought. It was fresh to kids or something. I don't know.
By the way, what's wrong with it, though? It's easy. It's good.
Yeah, and I just click the mouse, move.
You're the one saying you don't need a desktop or a laptop.
You want to know the truth? I don't need – I mean, I have a laptop. I never bring it anywhere, I don't need it.
How do you read out of just the right eye with the iPhone?
Yeah, man. My left eye is good for nothing right now. I got an appointment tomorrow in between shows to figure it out. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. You can listen on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio or presented by Progressive Insurance. Kevin Durant.
Jay.
Denies a report about him planning to retire. Blames it all on Jay Will. No, not yet. He hasn't done that yet. He hasn't done that yet. That's coming.
Okay.
So are we any closer to a resolution in Brooklyn? That's coming up. KGM, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
So,
extra, extra, read all about it, Max.
Key, Jay, I don't know how this is supposed to work exactly. A non-NFLPA certified agent has been contacting clubs on behalf of linebacker Roquan Smith. This is what an NFL Management Council memo says.
Yeah.
According to a copy of the memo obtained by ESPN, the Management Council was informed by the NFLPA, and this is a quote, that a person by the name of St. Omni, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, is contacting clubs indicating that he's representing Roquan Smith, who's under contract to Chicago Bears. The memo states that Mr. Omni is prohibited from negotiating player contracts or discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player, or assisting in or advising with respect to such negotiations.
Yeah, he can't do it. Saint is part of Roquan's financial team. And I guess Saint decided to just go rogue and just try to show, we'll handle this for you, not even knowing the bylaws and the rules of the collective bargaining agreement, NFLPA.
Show some value.
Like, he wants to show some value because he probably feels that maybe, I don't know, who knows, maybe he's got whispers that they could be fired at some point or something, and he wants to try to step out there, but he's doing a little bit much.
You know what's crazy about this? It's like anybody could be an agent. I mean, I know you have to go through qualifications to be an agent.
Oh, yeah.
But it kind of makes you think, like, with all these kids being drafted – all these people just come out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, I can do stuff for you.
But they don't understand there are rules in place.
I get it.
But also, people, it's not as simple as I'm going to do a deal because there's some money there. You've got to know so much stuff, Jay, when negotiating contracts. I've got to know the marketplace, where the marketplace is going to go, who got what the numbers look like, what's this. You have to have access to the other contracts of all the individuals for many years ago that you now got to compare. You got to be able to go into the NFLPA computer agents. They got to download information. Interesting thing, though. So I negotiated my last deal in the NFL. My own deal. But my agent at the time was suspended. So the NFL teams couldn't talk to him. They could have had to talk directly to me, but I talked to him, and, he told me, and I did the whole deal myself. Lamar Jackson, if you noticed, he has refrained from saying, my mother represents me. If you notice that. Because she's not certified and can't talk
to the club. So they got a lawyer doing it, right?
No. They got to talk to him.
Oh, I see.
They can't. Remember, everybody used to say, Lamar mom's representing.
But he doesn't confirm. Lamar
is saying, I represent myself because of this sort of stuff.
What's interesting about this is, Roquan didn't. I can understand. Well, you're not permitted to do it because X, Y, and Z. At least you need the permission of the dude you're representing, which apparently this dude didn't have from Roquan.
Why does he feel this way?
That's the question that no one seems to have a great answer for. Because, again, Kevin Durant was publicly defending Steve Nash in April as the season ended, and now here we are.
I think it's Kyrie Irving's fault. This is what happens when you and your friend are in school, and, yeah, let's be partners, let's do this, and then you find out your friend doesn't like to do the work.
Kevin Durant denies a report about him planning to retire. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2. You can listen on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's KD's tweet, guys. I know most people will believe unnamed sources over me, but if it's anyone out there that'll listen, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Bleep is comical at this point.
What's bleep?
Bleep is a word that
Poop.
We don't use.
Poop, Ron
yes,
Burgundy.
There you go. Poop, Ron Burgundy. NBA insider Mark Stein reported Monday that one team executive told him during the NBA Summer League that KD was, quote, more apt to retire than play again for the Brooklyn Nets.
This is what's crazy about this whole thing. It's like somebody comes out with some kind of hot take and then people take that for face value. Kevin Durant loves the game of basketball. He's not going to retire. Now, will he sit out of training camp? Potentially. He didn't deny that rumor or that report. And, Key, that would probably be one of the harsher stances that KD could probably take in order to try to force his way out if it's not at an amicable state by the time he gets to training camp on September 26th.
I don't think it's amicable now. If you've had to talk to your organization, your team, your head coach, your owner, general manager twice already, however the message got sent, that seems like that relationship has soured to some degree.
I mean,
why do I have to keep reiterating what my wishes are
but
to you?
I'm trying to move you, Key. Like, you want to be
understand.
Out. I'm trying to move you.
Understand.
I'm trying to get return value for Keyshawn Johnson.
But
I can't get it back to my show. So until I can get it back to my show, you got to ride it out with Max and Jay. This is where it is.
Damn.
You're under contract. You got to ride it out. Y'all have a chance
that.
To make – great TV,
nah,
win Emmys.
Doesn't
you have a chance to do it?
Not doing a good job of selling me.
I'm just saying, what else do you need? Why don't you like Max and Jay?
Well, it'd be another 8 hours if I had to do that. No, but I look at it as you're going to always hear whispers about what people think because everybody's trying to figure out one's mind. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to figure out Kevin Durant, what he's thinking. Oh, I heard from this coach and Kevin Durant's thinking this. Or I heard from this general manager, agent, Kevin Durant's thinking that. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant is off playing hoops and training and enjoying what's going on during his offseason. You say that they're trying to move him. Are they really trying to move him?
I mean, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
So I asked you to move me, but you're playing games, tiddly-a-daddling, dueling around, instead of handling the business and trying to get it done.
But it's a delicate thing, though. It's like threading a needle, though.
It's not
because,
delicate.
Well, yeah, it is delicate because I can move you, right? But if I start going after teams and say, hey, Max Kellerman from the Toronto Raptors, let's make a deal. If I'm making that call to Max, Max has leverage. Max is saying, okay.
Especially
here's
when
what
KD,
I have on the table.
Especially if KD is disgruntled and everyone knows it, the team's leverage goes down to trade him. If I'm Josiah or whoever,
anyway.
but if I'm whoever I am with the Nets, I'm going to KD and being like, look, here's the problem now, okay? When you come out and publicly say this, we can get less for you. And
yeah.
We're telling you right
That's
now,
true.
We're not trading you for a bag of peanuts.
That's true.
So let's act like it's all good if you really want to move. And this might take a minute now because everyone knows. It might not be till the deadline.
And that is 100% correct, Max. That is how you do it. You talk to him. You just lay low and try and figure it out. But they probably have done that already. And there's no communication. So one can get frustrated in this situation. The closer you get to training camp, you're only 2 months away.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Right? And now all of a sudden, I'm getting teed off because nothing's happening.
But I wonder how much
you're idle right now.
This is what's going to happen. You ready? So you got Kyrie working out with Russell Westbrook out in L.A.
Yes, I've
seen him. See, Laker fans do that.
Yes,
I don't know why they would work out together.
That.
They ain't going to be playing together.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It certainly feels good.
You got reports. You got KD and James Harden in London with Travis Scott, right, hanging out. They're on the men's, their relationship. They want to potentially play together. Stories breaking out from that. You have KD working out with Jason Tatum the other day in L.A. What's going on with Boston and their relationship? And when we get to training camp,
get prepared for it. Buckle on up. Because every single day, if KD doesn't show up to training camp, you're going to hear Kyrie, you're going to hear Sean Marks, you're going to hear Steve Nash have to address why KD isn't there or what's going on with
how
the team.
How much
you
of
ain't
this
is going to get problematic?
You ain't going to hear no Kyrie talk about it because Kyrie going to be wearing the purple and gold by the end. So.
No, he's not.
Hold on. How much of this? I would bet Kyrie is going to wind up a Laker, but I'm curious about what happens with KD because how
I'm
much
not
of
making
this,
a move with Kyrie before I know what's going on with KD.
Remember when we asked Bobby Marks, who was here, who was front office executive in the past, and he said, well, they're negotiating with Kyrie when they wouldn't just give him the max extension because he's unreliable. Okay, great player, but unreliable. How do you plan for the future with a dude who may be attached to some cause or who knows, right?
I think the unreliability came along with communication, how he communicated to the franchise what was going
but
on.
But whatever that is, nevertheless, they didn't want to give him his skills.
Yes.
Dictate max contract extension. It's not what he got. So it's not because of how he plays basketball, right? And I asked at the time, is KD going to back this dude? Bobby Marks' guess was yes. So I said, hold up, time out. If you're in a front office and you know KD is backing this dude, would you cave to KD in that case and give Kyrie what he wanted if KD threatened? He said, yeah, in the end. So why are you playing with Kyrie's money? So to me, this looks like the outcome of playing games with Kyrie. If you're the Nets. Now you have a KD problem. However, since Kyrie is signed up now, even if it's not exactly what he wanted, I wonder if that means that KD is in fact coming back. Or if that means that Kyrie does not want to play there anymore, leaves, and then KD really wants
to
leave.
Why are they married to Steve Nash?
Like if they're not. He tried to get rid of Steve Nash.
But they are married to Steve Nash. Joe Tsai came out and said, we're committed to this team.
You're talking about Joe Tsai.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Brooklyn Nets. So like, if that's middle ground, right?
I don't think they are committed to Steve Nash.
I don't think they were committed to Steve Nash. But then when KD came out and said that, Joe Tsai had to pick a side. And I think
he had to pick Steve Nash's side in this case because KD's talent dictates that you should give him what he wants.
No,
however,
but here's
he's mercurial.
Saying,
he might change his mind tomorrow. You can't plan long term on that.
But here's what I would say in terms of the Steve Nash situation. Had KD request only been Steve Nash, it probably
would have
been different.
Different.
But when you start talking about you do it, this
you want the GM to it's
yes.
almost
hot. Yes. Or if you say chop the head off of the GM and leave Steve Nash, you can't have both. The coach is easy. That's low-hanging fruit, right? Always. A coach for KD, I'm getting rid of Steve Nash yesterday. I'm going to hire Jay Will, as I said a week ago. If you want Jay Will, we're going to bring in Jay Will.
He overplayed his hand.
Yeah, but when you start talking about getting rid of the general manager, next you're going to be saying get rid of the president of the team and the trainer. It's just
plus, you know what else?
And Max, everybody's coming up with some kind of theory on how KD should get out. Did you hear what Andrew Bogut said the other day?
What did he say?
He said KD should just tweet, free Hong Kong. This is what people are doing now. And isn't that interesting?
That
and what
is
that would
interesting.
Do to Josiah and the relationship
because of his business in China.
It would be
interesting.
People are like, there's a lot of stuff out there how people are thinking about this thing now.
But in all honesty, though, if I say this again, I'll say it as long as I can remember. I've been saying it as long as I can remember. When a player decides that he does not want to be with an organization, he will eventually, no matter what sport it is, he will eventually be moved.
I've
been with you 3 years now, Jay.
I know.
I've always subscribed to that. 100%.
You've been together 3 years. Every time somebody comes up and they need to be traded, they mad or this
been
and that.
Moved.
I've always subscribed to that. In this case, I wonder what's going to happen because it's a unique situation. I wonder what's going to happen here. Kevin Durant and the drama in Brooklyn continues to dominate the headlines. The perfect pair is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, with the Eagles getting so much love in the NFC East, are we actually underselling? Dallas Cowboys being undersold? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
EAGLES, Eagles!
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Fantasy football is back. And the number one fantasy app is better than ever. The ESPN Fantasy app is here to help you all season long. Check out our newest features like more customizable scoring options, including unique scoring by position, and better features for keeper and dynasty leagues. Want to assign league keepers to a specific round of the draft? Now you can do it with ESPN Fantasy, and you'll absolutely love the updated and expanded league history that tells the tale of your league from the very beginning. It includes standings by season, winning percentage, longest win streaks, even your toughest and easiest opponents over time. Trash-talking your league has never been easy. We're ready for the new season. Are you? Go to ESPN.com/FFL now or download the ESPN Fantasy app to get started.
Keyshawn, Joe, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Series, XM Channel 80. Guys, I've been saying all year, man, all preseason, it's making me nervous that no ESPN analysts are taking the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
Except yesterday.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. It's making me nervous because every year at this network, the Cowboys, because they usually have a nice-looking roster, the Cowboys are a hot pick for at least two or three, sometimes four or five different analysts, NFL analysts, and they're taking the Cowboys to win the whole thing, and of course they never do. But this year, no one's taking them, and it's making me nervous. But then yesterday, highly entertaining Michael Irvin. I mean, I remember, guys, when I was on First Take, Michael, we did a show from Texas, from Dallas, and Michael Irvin came on.
Was he sweating?
He was sweating.
What?
And
I'm just asking.
Oh,
I'm
was
asking
he sweating?
A legit question. That's all. What?
He was sweating like Patrick Ewing in the fourth quarter, and he was hollering. And it was very entertaining. But of course, same thing has always happened to the Cowboys. And their Pro Football Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, was on First Take yesterday, saying the Cowboys can be historically good if they cut down on the penalties.
Like a child reading.
Listen
this.
Listen to this.
This is not like turnovers. Turnovers declare wins and losses. You can still win. With all of these penalties, the Dallas Cowboys still had the number one offense in the National Football League, the number one scoring offense in the National Football League. What you should be saying, if the Dallas Cowboys clean up these penalties, they may be chasing the Miami Dolphins. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. What?
Yeah, I didn't know that you can be delusional riding a boat in waves and the bumpiness mess up your
equilibrium
in your head. Because
what did he mean by chasing the Miami Dolphins?
Undefeated Miami Dolphins team. What Mike
was saying
is the fact that the Cowboys were 12-5 a year ago, and they had 120-something penalties.
Yeah, led the league in penalties.
They led
last
the
year.
League in penalties. I don't know exact number, but they led the league in penalties. If they cut down on the penalties, those five losses.
129, Max.
129? Though I said 126, 129. Those penalties, if they can negate those penalties, then they can equate to W's. Therefore, they could be undefeated. whatever. I mean, that's probably not going to happen.
It was a fifth.
Yeah, but that's probably not going to happen. And Mike is all silver and blue, dialed in Dallas Cowboy, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame, wide receiver, the best to ever do it for that team. He's kind of delusional because of that. Now, the Cowboys are a very good football team, right? But then also, he just goes the extra mile because he's defending the star. I mean, he's not going to, you know, that's just what he's doing.
But, Key, I will say one thing. He's the only voice that I've heard that's gone like that. Like, typically around this time of the year, we hear multiple voices start to double down on that kind of take. And right now, it does feel like Michael Irvin is hanging out by himself on the lone corner, which does make me, and that's a good thing, I think, for the Cowboys. Because I think if you're the Cowboys, less is more, man.
That's a question.
Less is more.
So here's the question. The Eagles are the hot pick. Mainly, I think, Jalen Hurts is on the way up. They got him stuff. A.J. Brown, and they drafted Devontae Smith and everything the year before. But they also look like the best, at least on paper, on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
They're better. Their front is good. We don't know what Dallas's front is on the offensive side of the ball. We know defensively with DeMarcus Lawrence and Michael Parsons and things like that. The offensive line, we don't know about the Cowboys because there's some, you know, is Torrence Smith going to be healthy? Is he going to stay healthy? That's key. When he's healthy, he's one of the top four left tackles in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what that is. What the tight end spot in Dalton Schultz, what's that going to be? We don't really know.
So the question is, right now, Jay just brought it up. Are we underselling the Dallas Cowboys right now? Are they being undersold with all the hype around the Eagles?
I think they're right where they're supposed to be at. I think they're right where they're
supposed
to be.
They made less moves than the Eagles in the offseason. So the Eagles naturally are going to get a little more hype. They're right there. I think they're right there. I give the Cowboys slightly an edge because they got the better quarterback as of today.
Right.
Based on what he's shown in the past. But Jalen Hurts is a coming. There's no question about it.
Max, I
do want to say, though, I know it's preseason, and I know people are going to gloss over it and say, well, you have a lot of players that are trying to make the team. This is not the veteran group that we would typically see on the field. I mean, but the 17 penalties for 129 yards against that preseason game against the Broncos, there's been a theme here, even though they won games last year, with penalties that we are going to focus heavily on as the pressure amounts on Mike McCarthy even more.
As Michael Irvin said, you don't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys. They going to go undefeated like the Miami Dolphins if they cut back the penalties. Now look, NFL football. You got to know about the National Football League. Look, man, we got Zeke Elliott. We got CeeDee Lamb. We got a team in Jerry's World. No, I'm just kidding. But
no, you're not.
I thought there were two of them.
You look up in the Dallas Cowboys, cut down the penalties. It helps. They had 17 penalties for whatever amount of yards, 129 yards, whatever it was the other day. That accounts for 10 points in hitting yardage.
Why? Mm-hmm. What does penalties
yards
mean, Keith?
100 yards equals a touchdown. So if a team has hitting yardage of 100 yards, penalties, things of that nature, that gives the opponent
figure seven points.
Half of that, whatever, the 30 that's there, cut it in half, that's a field goal at least. If they cut that back, now that's 10 points in their favor.
What does penalties mean to you? Everyone thinks, oh, lack of discipline.
Lack of discipline.
So that's on the coach, right?
It is on the coach, but some responsibility goes to the players because there's only so much the coach can do.
So
one of the things that I've been fortunate enough in my career is to have coaches that didn't stand for the penalties. And the way that you get everybody's attention is you take and you handle somebody like a Max Kellerman or a Jay Will, right? Jay Will got a 10-year deal at ESPN. You got a 50-year deal at ESPN. All of a sudden, you disappear. We don't know where you're at.
If you get rid of that dude, they get rid of me.
Cut your ass. Mm-hmm. And everybody stands up and they go, wow, why did they cut him? Because every time you look up, he's holding somebody.
Mm.
Or he's false starting. Or he's illegally roughing the quarterback. I mean, you got to
send a
message.
And that money is worth it for the team to eat.
Yes.
Because it'll fix the problem.
Yes,
but Max, you know what you need in order to do that? You need job security. And right now, I don't think Mike McCarthy has job security.
Want to hear Mike McCarthy on the team
penalties? Well, it's not even Mike McCarthy as much as it is the general manager and the owner, who's the general manager going to him and saying, I got to get rid of this.
Well, that's what happens, though.
It's somebody who you think got it made, that you just naturally think they're never going to touch him. They're never going to touch him, but in the back of their mind, they was already thinking about whacking him anyway.
But don't you guys feel like even if you were to whack a guy like that in the preseason, it feels like an amount of excuses are starting to build up for McCarthy.
Do you want to hear McCarthy on the team penalties?
Sure.
All right, listen to this, Jay. See what you think.
Penalties clearly are way too much. So, you know, we'll look at those and keep going through it as far as the combative versus discipline. That's clearly the biggest negative. But I think we all recognize that this isn't the regular season. So, I understand, your question. And as far as, last year was last year. I think last year as far as trying to establish a play style and an identity, it took us a while to get to that. And, once we did, we were, won a number of games. So this is really the starting point that you go through every year. I don't like the number of penalties. Made it clear. I talked about it at halftime and, talked about it briefly in there. So we'll take a long look at it.
See, when somebody says last year was last year, I understand that as an athlete. Last year was a different team. But there's been a consistent theme.
Absolutely.
Right. And my thing is, you can't just compartmentalize those two key and separate them. And that's what he just did right there.
They're asking him about it because they had a lot of penalties at the half.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just compartmentalize them and say, this is a consistent theme that we need to clean up. And if we don't clean up, we're going to have problems. You have to address it head on.
They certainly got to fix it, no question about it. Last year was last year. But like you said, Jay, it's a carryover.
Yeah.
And if it continues, they'll be looking on the outside, right? They'll be trying to scrap to get a playoff spot. And it'll come back to haunt them in situations, we need to convert on this particular down in a must-win game and a guy false starts or holds or roughing the passer or illegally holding or whatever goes on that caused those penalties. If he doesn't nip it in the bud and stop it now.
So do you think it's already at the point where McCarthy has to take a made guy and whack him?
Not yet. No, it's first preseason game.
Can I tell you guys something, though?
But if it continues.
Before the regular season starts?
Not even. It could be the regular season you could whack the dude.
What if we get to five games and we're talking about this team is 2-3, 1-4? Look,
if they won and four, Jay, and it's because of the penalties, that's different.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so you play your opener home against the Bucks.
Yeah, they could beat those guys.
Or they could lose.
Then you're at home against the Bengals.
So far, you could be 0-2 and no penalty problem. And you could still be 0-2.
Be at home.
Yeah.
Then you got at Giants, which is always
They should win that game. They'll probably win.
Commanders at home. And then at Rams. Game. At Rams and at Eagles.
So let's put it this way.
At Rams and at Eagles for six games.
So let's say they're 2-2.
Hold
up, Jay. I'll go with your scenario.
Their first 6 games are really challenging and tough.
Key, let's go with Jay's scenario. They're 2-3 heading into week 6. They got the Eagles now. And because of penalties, they lose a close game against the Eagles. What happens to Mike McCarthy?
So you're 2-4 now?
Now you're 2-4.
But nothing's going to happen to him. It's just going to get hot and hot. But they're not going to. But Jerry doesn't fire coaches
mid-season. Yeah. So how much does Sean Payton factor into all this? The fact that he's hanging out there.
Sean Payton's situation is such that probably has moved on because there's other options.
The Miami talk and everything.
Like Charger talk, the Miami talk. So if they, if you told me 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that Sean Payton was a viable option. It's viable, but it's that way. And the reason I say this is because the one person that a lot of us kind of lean on in certain situations is Bill Parcells. Sean leans on Bill in certain situations. Kind of think the same, act the same, Bill couldn't take Jerry being around the building and running the situation and handling it. And I doubt it very seriously that Sean would want to do that because he wants full control.
And this is the problem.
He
with
wants
the,
full control.
If Cowboys fans want to know why y'all haven't won a Super Bowl in quarter century, it's because you had Jimmy Johnson. Jerry Jones couldn't take the ego, ran him off. You had Bill Parcells. Jerry Jones couldn't take the ego, ran him off, essentially. And that's why when a guy like Sean Payton's available, you wind up with Mike McCarthy.
Can I ask you, in the offseason, who did Jerry Jones prioritize to make sure that he stayed on his staff?
Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore and who else?
Oh, Dan Quinn.
The coordinators.
Dan Quinn.
Yep.
I feel like Dan Quinn is
That's what the buzz Dan is. He'll Quinn's be next up.
Probably, Dan Quinn is sitting right there.
Well, that's probably
a good coach, too.
All the
Dan
scheming.
Quinn's a good coach.
The defense has gotten better, has had coaching experience. Jerry Jones has prioritized him in this offseason. He's next up.
If you ask me, I'm getting into Max Kellerman's territory, but that's okay. We got a couple minutes. If you ask me, Max, of the three jobs that could potentially become available,
Chargers.
The Chargers is the number one job.
Hell yeah.
It's the number, and it's not because of Justin Herbert.
Oh, that's a big reason.
But it is because of Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
That would be the number one job, even though you got Dak Prescott. That's just because you have an owner who's a general manager who, you know, for whatever reasons, he's always around, always doing something.
Cold-blooded, man. Rid of Brandon Staley in his second year.
No, I'm not trying to get rid of Brandon Staley.
We're just saying which is the most attractive job if it's available.
If you go,
Jose in Tampa wants to weigh in on all this.
What's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, Jose? What's going on, Key? Hey, congratulations, man. I'm right with you with that whole technology stuff, bro. We bedrock, homie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What? I'm still learning from my 10-year-old how to run my phone, but it's cool, though. Hey, gentlemen, listen, that over-underselling on the Cowboys, honestly, that's a dead horse that's been beaten for decades now, for years on years, bro. It ain't the 90s no more. Jerry Jones has his full-on both hands in that cookie jar. Get rid of Jerry, you might just win some games. I don't want to hear Irvin saying it's penalties. Either you go out there, you win, and no penalties, or you just don't win. With or without penalties. At the end of the day, the Cowboys aren't they're not relevant anymore.
Well, they're relevant because, listen, let me tell you how relevant they are. We're talking about them on the show before we're talking about any other football team, so they still have relevance. Nate in Florida, what you got?
I got a question for you guys. At what point does it become a cultural problem with the staff?
Well, it's a cultural problem right now, but it could be corrected and fixed. What happens in these situations is the coaches give you the instruction. You have to deliver it. They can't line up for you. You understand what I'm saying? They can't go out on the field and play for you. But what they can do, as I said before, they can send a message many different ways. They're not out there doing the grabbing and the holding. They're teaching you not to use your hands in certain places. They're teaching you not to jump and listen to the snap count.
But does McCarthy have the autonomy to do what you need him to do? Like, he'd have to go to Jerry to okay it, right?
Yeah, he would have to go to Jerry to okay it. Where Bill didn't have to go to Jerry to okay it because Bill had a little bit of autonomy until Jerry started messing around and Bill's like, I can't deal with this. Isn't that the problem?
Tick, yeah. Don't you just feel like time is dwindling down on Mike McCarthy?
No, I feel like time is dwindling down on Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is spring chicken. Like, the birthday is what the birthday is. If he wants to live to see another Super Bowl, he's going to have to get out of his own way in this
respect.
But he's not going anywhere.
It's not him right now.
It's Mike McCarthy, man.
I know, but what I'm saying is if you need a situation, let's look at the whole situation. If you need a situation where a coach can do a Parcells and be like, we're going to whack this dude. We're thinking about it anyway. He makes a lot of money. He's untouchable. But you have to go to Jerry Jones to get that done?
Because I'm not Bill Parcells. I'm Mike Dan McCarthy.
Right.
I'm not Sean Payton. I have to take this job.
Yes. And if Jerry
But I'm stuck in a job, though.
Right, that's why I'm saying.
But if I'm Sean Payton, I'm not taking that job because I can go to Mr. Kraft when Belichick retires after this season. And Mr. Kraft would allow me to run the team and do what I need to do.
Key, this is
Did you say Bill Belichick's going to retire?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
He's just saying he has
news.
Don't worry about
news. I don't know. I'm pointing more at I'm pointing more at Mr. Kraft as an owner
yes.
that stays out of the way and eats his sushi in his box and enjoys hip-hop and wears his Air Force Ones opposed to Jerry
My
Jones
kind of guy.
With his suits.
So Key, but this is what we're saying.
What does he
does? Jake, he is, Key, you're saying that when we point out the real reason the Cowboys seem to have all the pieces. Jerry, in many respects, is a good GM, but they can't get it done. They can't really finish the deal.
Yeah, because Jerry,
it's because of this.
But Jerry's a football guy. And when you're a football guy, it's hard to relinquish, if I'm using the right word.
Yeah, you are. Control.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Relinquish control of what you've been doing since you bought the damn
thing.
It's just hard, man. It's like anything, though.
Mark
it's
Cuban.
You. You can't relinquish this just in. I want to run it the way I need
to. Every day, this handsome host.
You know, you're just not going to let somebody come in and tell you how to talk on air.
Jerry right. Jones is like Mark Cuban, right? I mean, same guys, very much involved in their programs. You could win a Super
See
Bowl.
How
you could win a World
that
Championship.
It? See, yeah, it was
I like
natural.
2 p.m.
It was natural by
ESPN. No, I agree. It's possible to, but so many things have to go right. What you don't need is a fundamental issue with the team, like a structural issue with the guy's personality that's preventing you from just giving yourself
Look,
the best chance.
Look, man, here's the deal. For top-notch coaches, top-notch, I'm talking about guys.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the Cowboys situation, if it ever becomes available, is a right job for a top-notch guy
man.
Because of the family, they're going to always be involved.
Dave in Maryland, you got a minute. Go ahead. Not even.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
It's good, man.
Okay, so look, you know, what I'm going to say, I know you all are going to overreact. Just let me make my point, and you can comment.
You got 30 seconds.
I firmly believe that the Cowboys are punting on this season because they've got a plan in place to go get Sean Payton. He doesn't want to coach this season. He wanted to take time off, go in the media. I don't think he wanted to railroad Mike McCarthy. He's made no bones about the fact that that is a job now that Breeze is gone. So I think a plan's in place if they're punting on this season. Not saying they're tanking, but just knowing
they already
that
punted,
Mike
man.
McCarthy
it's over. It's
shoots.
A wrap. They punted already. They're not going hunting on the season.
I
to
know.
Go after no damn Sean
I
Payton.
I know.
Sean Payton ain't going to take the job
your
if
man
the Chargers job
statement.
Is available.
But
we only
are
had
we,
10 seconds.
But are we underselling the Cowboys? Are we doing it? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.